Satellite data can complement ground-based measurements for certain pollutants, but their use has been rare in the air quality management community.
This is a special series of Innovation Now, taking an inside look at how NASA puts Earth observations to work for you.
Dr. Tracy Holloway, a professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, leads NASA's Health and Air Quality Applied Sciences team, a collaborative group of NASA-funded researchers who are tackling health and air quality challenges.
The main source of information we use to understand what's in the air are ground-based monitors. Most of the world has no monitors at all, and even in major U.S. cities, we might only have a handful of these expensive air quality monitors. Satellites can see chemicals in the air, gases and particles, even that are invisible to the human eye. So it's amazing, really, that you have instruments way up in space that can see what we're breathing, even if we can't see it ourselves. There are a lot of organizations around the world who could benefit from using satellite data.
HeyCast shares satellite data with the people responsible for managing air quality in your community, so they can use science to help protect your health. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA and is distributed by WHRV.